الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, applying fragrance, ether, is a sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not need to apply fragrance, but he did so that it becomes sunnah for us. Alhamdulillah, we can follow. Dear respected viewers, do you know Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's blessed sweat, perspiration, was the best smell of this world? Allahu Ghani. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's body was fragrant. Even wherever he would walk, that place would become fragrant. Let alone the blessed body, even the city, Allahu Ghani, those streets, wherever Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam walked, that those streets would become fragrant. And Sahaba Ikram, if they wanted to find out where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam been, they would go to those pathways, to those roads, and they would find Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam guzre jis راہ سے وہ سید والا ہو کر ہو گئی ساری زمین امبر سارا ہو کر اللہ غنی. And another beautiful place, it has been said by a poet that امبر زمین ابیر ہوا مشک سر غبار ادناس یہ شناخت تیری راہ گزر کی ہے. اللہ غنی. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam liked nice and excellent fragrance very much, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam disliked unpleasant smell. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would use nice fragrance and instruct people to do the same. So Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an said, the noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had a special kind of fragrance which he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to apply. So you should also use special kind of fragrance, the best we can choose the smell, inshallah, we should also use. Dear respected viewers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, I used to apply such excellent fragrance to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that its shine would be observed on his breast, head and beard. So this is a beautiful sunnah, to apply fragrance on beard and head. But remember, you should not use those fragrances which have chemicals, to avoid side effects. Further, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an would not reject fragrance as a gift. He radiallahu ta'ala an has said that when fragrance was presented to beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a gift, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not reject it. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated in Shama'il Tirmizi, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, three things should not be refused. Number one, pillow. Number two, fragrance and oil. And number three, milk. Finally, Sayyidina Nafi radiallahu ta'ala an has said that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma would sometimes inhale the smoke of pure aloe. He would not mix anything with aloe, and sometimes he radiallahu ta'ala an would mix kafur with aloe wood and inhale its smoke. He would say that beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would also inhale this smoke like this. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, apply ether, apply fragrance, adopt this beautiful sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.